On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Well.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. What an exciting concept. It is the most important radio program in the world only because I just said that. No other reason. Don't be concerned. You can come out of your home now. You can get out of the shower even though you're completely naked. Don't worry about it. I'm not watching you or anything like that. Oh, man. Okay. I keep reading things in the paper saying that allergy seasons like never end. There is no more allergy season. It's just all the time. And I remember last July, I just started sneezing here and there, and it's been going on now to this date, which is like a long time later. And I spend the mornings with a little tissue in my hand, a cup of coffee, which I can't stand today. It is just hot water flavored with, it's like my dog took a crap in a cup and I put hot water in it. That's what it tastes like. Thanks. Hey, how's your day going? So I'm sniffing and chewing and huffing and puffing and I'll blow your house down. And I've had a sore throat now for about a month. I don't think it's anything serious because I can feel the dripping in my throat from my nasal cavities. And someone said, Ron, maybe you should have some type of a nasal operation. And I said, maybe you should just have your ass put up your face, huh? How about that idea? Oh, wait a minute. Looks like they already did that operation because your face looks like... All right, never mind. I'm going to be a little peckish around lunchtime, so I think I'll go to Costco and just walk the aisles like an aimless bum. Do you ever go to Costco? Wow. It's like Disney World for the warehouse-minded. It's just odd. It's just an odd experience. You walk into this, it's a warehouse, man. They don't even bother putting stuff on a shelf. They don't even bother hiring anybody to deal with the merchandise. They hire people to take the shit off the truck, put it on pallets, put them on the warehouse skids, and then they hire some people to check you out, and that's pretty much it. You know, it's just like, it's such a simple operation. Have you ever walked into a Costco and you're looking for something? There's nobody to ask. You have to ask another shopper. I know you don't work here, but do you know where the pen knives are? Because this is ridiculous, this place. Oh, yeah. The knives, they're 20 skids up. They're up there like, they're 50 feet above the floor over there. Can you reach him for me? I don't know. Can you get him down? There's no getting down. You can't get down. Things don't get down. If they're not on floor level, you're screwed. So enjoy your shopping experience. You have to join Costco. It's a membership, ladies and gentlemen. It's a membership. Here's a store. We don't bother putting anything on a shelf. And you have to join to not get anything. So I'm sorry I'm laughing because it's so absurd. If someone were sitting around and they said, hey, I got a great idea. Let's open up a chain of stores where we don't do shit and charge people to belong. Oh, that'll work, Bob. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, what are you, high or something? Get out of here. What would you call it? Either Costco or Blowjobs. I don't know which, but Blowjobs Wholesale. How about that?
You're high again, Bob. You're high, Bob.
Wow. But there are Costcos all over the place, these warehouse clubs. And it costs money to do it, you know. It's not free. It's like, what, $35-$50, something like that. And they give you a card. And once you have the card, I guess you're supposed to feel, oh, I'm special. I'm special. There's the Church of Scientology, and then there's Costco. I belong to something. I belong. I belong. Somebody loves me. I have a card that makes me belong to these people. I belong. I have a place now. I can live because someone loves me. For $35 a year. So they give you the Costco card, and you walk into this warehouse where you feel like, you know, it's just weird. You walk in, and there's a guy or a lady, and the ladies don't exactly look feminine. You know, you're not seeing any Chicka Bow Wow ladies in Costco. They all look like they own a couple of Harleys or that they've made the transition from man to woman, but not entirely. Call them soft boys. So anyway, so they're standing there and they stand guard. So as soon as you walk through the doors, there's a person there, a Costco. It's the only Costco person you'll see all day. And they stand there like they're the troll keeper of the kingdom. Hey, what's the password? Hey, welcome to Costco. Hey, what's the password?
Password is pumpkin shoes.
That's it. That's it. All right. Let me see your card.
Here's my card.
All right. Come on in, member. Give me a hug.
So you walk into Costco, and immediately there's the wine and liquor section where I go, the Costco that I go to. There's a wine and liquor section. And you can buy the wine or liquor by the skid load, which means you're definitely an alcoholic, or you own a bar. If you don't own a bar, you're definitely an alcoholic. But that's okay, you know, whatever. But they do sell individual bottles. I find that the bottles are kind of no more less expensive than in a liquor store, to be honest. Those big discount liquor stores, kind of the prices are even lower there than they are at Costco. So let's not go crazy about this. And you walk around the store and you start to realize that Costco has its own brand, a private label, and it's called Kirkland. And I got to tell you something. If you're going to come up with a private label brand name, Kirkland, I don't know who the this is. Who's Kirkland? Sounds like my next door neighbor.
Hey, did you see the Kirklands? They got a new car. Hey, the Kirklands are here. Those Kirkland kids, get off my lawn, you Kirkland kids.
The Kirkland kids. What kind of brand name is Kirkland? I mean, I'm sure it's somebody's name, but it's just an awful, awful idea. Call it something like Sweet Lovin', Springtime, or something that's pleasurable, not Kirkland. So you walk into the Kirkland store, and there's a Kirkland brand, and there's stuff, and then there's TVs when you walk in. There's TVs, and they're huge. They're huge TVs. Problem is you have to buy 50 of them. No, you don't. You can sell them. They sell them individually. And there's the electronic stuff. And you walk around. And you just wander. You just wander around. And you're saying two things to yourself. One is, I'm definitely in a position of not having anything else to do, A. And B, I'm a loser in a club. And C, I'm a loser in a club, and I have nothing else to do. And you're walking around, and you look at a merchandise that's questionable. If you want a bathing suit, there's just one bathing suit. You know, it's just, are you looking for a bathing suit? This is it, man. Do you have it in various sizes?
I don't know. I don't work here. Nobody works here, so I don't know.
Then you go into the food section, and if you don't have a family of 15, chances are by the time you finish the container of whatever you've bought, the stuff has gone rancid. I don't know if a family of four, a husband, a wife, and two little kids, I don't know how long it's going to take them to go through an entire drum of ketchup. And I'm talking about an industrial-sized drum of ketchup where you can't put it in the closet. You may not be able to fit your car in the garage because the condiments are taking up all the room. I mean, it's absurd. This concept of this skid lot kind of stuff, I don't know why they think that's successful. What families do they know? I don't know many families with 15 kids. I don't think there are any. I don't know many families with more than four kids. And even that's excessive. You duplicate yourself, and you go home, you know? It's pretty much it, you know? And have your own life. Don't be a bunny. Don't be bunnies. Don't be bunnies. Anyway, maybe bunnies move to China or something. They make bunnies all the time. They're just making bunnies. So I don't get the concept about the gigantic containers of things. I just don't. I'd rather buy a lot of small containers and keep the individual containers fresh than to open up one gigantic drum of ketchup and then say to myself, oh shit, I better eat this stuff quickly. It's going to go bad in 5 years and I can't even get close to finishing it in 5 years. I've got ketchup from my grandparents when they went to Costco. Not that there was a Costco. I'm just doing an example. It's not accurate. It's just an example. So what I'm doing is I get a little peckish around lunchtime, and I don't want a full lunch. And I spent the $35 for my Costco membership. So you know where I'm going for lunch today? I'm wandering the warehouse. And what they do is they have these ladies who look like they just got out of a church bingo game. And they stand at the end of aisles, and they have little plastic cups of samples of things. And you're supposed to eat it and go, where can I get a drum of this? That's the concept. And some people actually do buy the product after they've tasted it. Not me, because I'm not going to fall for that. It's a marketing ploy, and no, you're giving away free food as a sample. You're not getting me, honey. I'll just have your samples all day. I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need your little stuff. I do buy some things at Costco just because every once in a while I feel guilty, and sometimes the deals are good, but the deals are often just as good at Walmart or Walgreens or CVS or whatever. Not Target. What happened to Target, man? What happened to you? Used to be a nice little department store, beautifully merchandised. People are wonderful. Obviously, somebody's favorite color is red. I don't know. Somebody who owns Target's favorite color is red. To me, red means warning. But I don't, to them, it's like merchandising. But Target, I don't know, their prices used to be low. Now they're like, I think they're Macy's or something. You ever go to Macy's? Do you ever try to get a dress shirt at Macy's? Guys, have you ever tried to get a dress? Oh, that's right, you don't wear dress shirts. At Macy's, at Walmart, a dress shirt is about 12, maybe 15 bucks. At Macy's, $89 to $100,000 for a dress shirt. It's just, why did you spend so much money? Is it the quality of the shirt? Nah, it's just the bag says Macy's on it, you know? That's what the bag says. I swear that's why some people shop at Macy's isn't even the most expensive. Some people shop at these high swanky stores because they can walk around with the bags, you see. And then their friends and other people in the mall can go, they bought something from that store. They must be well off. I'm so impressed. There was a time when I was very impressed by people who had money. I thought, oh, they're very special people. Now it's like, whatever, you know, whatever. Stuck up bitch. You know, that's, it used to be, oh, you person of high society. Now it's you stuck up bitch. I mean, it's we've changed. We've changed. And for the better, I may say. So I'm walking through Costco. Now I'm full. I couldn't eat another sample. That would be the ultimate insult to one of those sample ladies at Costco. Sure, would you like to try the meatball, the frozen meatball? Would you like to try one? Oh, no, I'm so full. I couldn't eat another sample. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Check, please. Free check, please. And then you, with whatever you buy, you go toward the checkout lane. And here's where all the employees are. That's the only place you'll find the employees at Costco is at the checkout lane, pretty much. And it's $35 for a membership, but they don't give you any shopping bags. You got to bring your own bags or take one of their warehouse boxes and put it in that. They don't have any plastic bags with their name on it. There's no merchandising of Costco itself, except for that fucking card. So you're walking out with like boxes, like you just came out of the storeroom. I'm a member. You're not even going to give me a bag? Holy crap, man. Crap, man. It's funny to me. I laugh when I'm at the checkout lane because I find it's just so much makes no sense to me. It's just funny. It's a riot. Get a membership, go to Costco just so you can have a good laugh every time you go. And take advantage of those samples. So you get through the line and they, you know, they think they know what they're doing and stuff. And sometimes the line is a mile long and other times it's like nobody else seemed to want the samples today. I don't know. So you go through that and then you start to leave the store. But just before you leave the store, there's a concession area where they have all the stuff that if you ate somewhere else would probably make you die as well. They have thick slices of pizza, which I call dough with a little bit of shit on top. That's what pizza is to me at some of these places. A big pile of dough with a little shit on top. And then they have this gigantic hot dog for $1.50, and with that you get a drink, you know, and it's not a vodka and tonic or anything. It's like a soda thing, one of those sugar things. But the hot dog is big and fat and round. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And it's tasty. But as you're eating it, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to die for $1.50. I've given up my life. I pay someone $1.50. And I die from eating a hot dog. Nitrate, sodium, shove it down my throat on top of all those samples. And then finally, somehow, I make it to the exit of the Costco. But you can't leave. Now, understand, I paid for stuff. I'm carrying out my big corrugated box of stuff. I paid for this. There's a guy or a girl standing at the exit. She won't let me go, he won't let me go, until they've checked my corrugated box to make sure that everything that's in it has been paid for on the receipt. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the meaning of belonging to a club. Welcome to the club. We respect your business. Now let me check that box, you thieving fuck. I've never seen this. They don't do it in other stores. There's not people standing at the Walmart eggs. They greet you, but at Walmart, they don't stop you from leaving. They don't have it at the pharmacies. They don't have it at supermarkets. They don't have it at Macy's. The only place they check your receipt to make sure you paid for everything is in a club that I pay to belong to. It blows my mind. And that's why Costco is such an amazingly mind-blowing place. It from beginning to end makes no sense whatsoever. And I get insulted every time I'm stopped, which is every time everybody gets stopped. It's like one of my taillights is out or something. Why are you stopping me?
One of your taillights is out.
Oh. You're not a cop. You're the person checking my merchandise in a box.
That's right, yeah. You were texting while you were walking.
No, I wasn't. You don't trust me. I'm belonging to a club that doesn't trust me.
It's unbelievable.
It's just, it is the final insult before you leave the building with a box in your hand because they have no bags.
Well, that's how we keep the prices down. We have no bags.
All right, what's your explanation for not trusting the people that join your club?
I don't know. I don't understand why we do that either.
Well, you do. And apparently you can buy anything through Costco. You can buy auto insurance. You can buy a car through Costco. A Kirkland car, I guess. I don't know. That's where Oprah got all the cars that she gave away like a decade ago. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. Where'd you get all these cars, Costco? Got a good deal. It's the strangest place in the world, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never been there, you can go there. And you don't need a membership card to go in. You go up to the customer service desk. And they will give you a guest pass, like, for a day. And you can just walk through it and look at this amazing, amazing society of I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know. It's like a gated community from hell. But congratulations, Costco. You've piqued my curiosity. And you have just filled up the first 20 minutes of this program. So, congrats. I've not ever been to BJ's Wholesale, Blowjobs Wholesale, so I don't know if it's the same as Costco. I'm assuming that it is. So I'm not specifically targeting Costco. I'm specifically targeting the wholesale clubs, just to clarify that. Hey, on Wednesdays, Tori Wainwright joins me. It's Wainwright Wednesday. We talk about everything and anything. No script involved, no subject matter. We just talk. She's opinionated. I apparently am, too. And it makes for some very interesting radio. So join me on Wednesdays when Tori joins me for Wainwright Wednesdays. I can't believe it. How you doing, by the way? I think I've asked you how you're doing. I think that's awfully rude of me. Although I don't recall you asking me how I'm doing. I'm doing just fine, thank you. Here's what's funny to me. Football player Aaron Hernandez has been convicted of murder, and he has life without the possibility of parole in Massachusetts. He's a former football player for a couple of years there with the New England Patriots. And the thing I find most amazing about that whole thing, he lived in a very expensive home, had security, closed-circuit security cameras all over the place. And during a trial, they, like, were able to watch his daily stuff just, like, on his own security camera. So, I mean, you got screwed by your own cameras. I mean, next time you kill somebody, turn the cameras off for a couple of days, you know.
gentlemen, did you ever notice that it always seems to be the ladies who pamper themselves with a spa day, with the mani-pedi and the facials and the massage? Do you ever think maybe you'd like to have a special day for yourself, but you are afraid it might be a little gay? Well, good news, gentlemen. Now you can have your own special spa day at Ramon Ramirez's Not-So-Gay Salon for Men. Let Ramon Ramirez take the stress off a tough day with a long, deep massage. It's not gay, it's therapeutic. After you relax, Ramon Ramirez will use special oils and lotions and maybe clean up some of your hairier man parts. It's not gay, it's hygienic. A lot of guys are doing it. Then it's time to kick back and let it all hang out in a long steam room session with Ramon Ramirez. It's not gay, much. So gentlemen, why wait? It's time for you to have a great day for yourself at Ramon Ramirez's Not So Gay Salon for Men. Please, no fat guys.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too, but sometimes he says bad words.
Welcome back to the program of enormous proportions. Look at the size of this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to be with you in every way, shape, and form that I talk about with you. Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. He's on the third green, and he's about to make his putt, and he's got a putter with him, and it's a beautiful day here at the Swansea Dell Country Club, located tucked into the hills of the Swansea Scott area, where it's a beautiful, beautiful day. The sky is blue, and the crowd here is wonderful. He's lining up his putt. He's about 17 under par, and he's about to... Do you snore? You don't know, do you? The only way you would know if you snore is if someone told you that, or there's bruises up and down your arm from people kicking you in the arm saying, shut up, you're snoring. That's how you know. It's a horrible thing because we don't know we're snoring, and apparently the snoring sound is the flapping of your waddle. I've turned you into a turkey immediately here. It's the flapping of your loose little waddle skin, which we all love, and it just bothers people. And sleep apnea would be the waddle sound, and you're kind of can't breathe. You know, you're grasping for breath, and you don't feel it, you know. And it's just, it's a horrible thing. So all I'm saying is get it fixed. Do you ever try the Breathe Right strips? They don't work. I don't understand the concept behind these things. There's nothing like going to bed with a sexy person and putting strips on your nose just before you sleep. Oh, baby, what's that thing on your nose? There are strips because I snore. Oh, God, you just killed the mood. Yeah, someone invented strips that you put on your nose. Hey, I could have done that. I just didn't think it would work. I've tried it. The strips come in various sizes. I have the bigger one. And it doesn't do anything but pinch my nose to the point where I just sound different. Like, hey, how are you today? What's going on? How are you doing today? At least I'm not snoring much. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I went to the hairdresser last week. I don't go to a barber. I go to a hairdresser. Someone who dresses my hair. My hair needs to be dressed. I can't dress my own hair. How do you dress your hair? What do you make your hair wear?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
No. So I go to a hairdresser, and I don't go to beauty salon. Get off my back. I go to a hairdresser. I go to a professional person who specializes in the treatment of my hair. My hair doesn't like me. My hair fights me every minute. The slightest drop of humidity, my hair says, I'm out of here. I'm curling up on you, and you can't stop me. And I can't. I put relaxers on my hair, and it's like trying to go to sleep at night. My hair just won't sleep. It's wild. My hair's just wild, man. It's out all night partying on my head. So I go to a hairdresser. When I was younger, my parents took me to a barber. There were beauty salons and barbers when I was growing up, and guys go to barbers and women go to hair salons, and that was it, beauty salons. And you didn't cross those. If a guy walked into a beauty salon back then, he would be stoned and caned and just maligned. And if a woman went to a barber, it was like, okay, you're not a woman. I get it. Times have changed. Times have changed. I have a friend who will only go to a barber. And I said, why? And I'm not putting barbers down, because you got plenty of customers. You're doing just fine. I can't ruin your business at all. But he goes to a barber because he feels like a guy when he goes to the barber. And I say, you know, let me tell you something, my friend. Go to a hair salon and you'll feel more like a guy, because you're sitting amongst the population of the world. There are men and women that go to hair salons. They have experts that know how to treat you. When you walk in, there's beautiful music in the background. They greet you. There's usually a beautiful receptionist. It's usually a female. I don't know why. I'm not being sexist. It just usually is. She's attractive.
Hi. Welcome to your salon experience. Oh, you have an appointment with Mindy. Oh, she's waiting for you in the back. Hope you brought some extra underwear.
It's not a bad thing, guys. It's a sexist thing that I'm talking about, but it's not a bad thing. And Mindy comes over.
Hi, I've been waiting for you. Come on in the back with me, baby.
She doesn't say baby. And then she asked me to stick my head in the sink. What woman does that on a normal basis? Guys, I think we all live to hear a person of the opposite sex asking us to stick our head in the sink. I'm telling you something, it is so erotic. And then she, and it's a she runs her fingers through my hair. That's erotic. She might as well massage my feet, kiss me on the lips. I don't know, but it's erotic to have your head massaged. Don't tell me it's not. And if you go to a barber shop, that thing with the spinny pole out front, and Ralph starts massaging your head, if you get excited from that, you're going to the wrong place. Ron knows what he's doing. I like my head massaged, so do you. And I'm telling you, if you're a woman and you like guys, which a lot of women do, go to a barbershop, man. Get a buzz cut. Problem is, the barbers and barbershops usually aren't the attractive Chippendale dancer type of men. They're usually 85-year-old Italian guys who smell like garlic, but have a full head of hair, I must say. And they're mature. Now, that's, you know, I'm profiling, because there's all kinds of barbershops, and that's fine. Go to your barber. I'm going to go to my hair salon and get my head massaged by a person of the opposite sex. Why not? Paying the bucks, why not? It's fine. your girlfriend or wife doesn't accuse you of cheating because you got your hair done. But it's an erotic situation for a lot of guys. Why not? Sure, what the hell? Got to get my hair taken care of? Let a beautiful woman do it. I'm not going to argue with that. So she washes your hair, and then she puts all kind of schmutz in it. You know, she puts the shampoo in it and then massages your scalp. Chicka-bow, wow. Chicka-bow. The massaging of the scalp is one of my favorite things in life. Why not? Love it. Love it. She starts massaging that baby.
So, how was your day, Ron?
Oh, baby. Massage that scalp, honey. Oh, Mindy. Oh, Mindy.
Wow. You've got such a nice bulbous head. I love massaging your scalp.
I love being massaged, Mindy.
All right, now it's time for the conditioner. Or as I like to call it, the cream rinse.
Oh, no, stop it. Stop it, Mindy. You're killing me with this.
I'm massaging your scalp, not because I'm washing your hair, but because I love to do it. Let me lean over you as I massage your scalp, and by mistake, my boobs may touch your face, and if they do, I'm so sorry.
And Mindy! Oh, Mindy!
Ron, did you ever see the movie Flashdance?
Yes, I have, Mindy.
Now I'm going to rinse all that stuff out of your hair with a large stream of seductive temperate water.
Mindy! Oh, Mindy!
That's sick. That's just sick. That's just sick. And then she takes me over to her chair and finagles my hair. And she knows. She's a woman. She knows the way that she wants a man's hair to look. Look, if Ralph has me seated in the barber chair and says, Ron, I know the way I like your hair. I'm figuring, Ralph, I don't phrase it like that. That's getting me a little freaked out, man. But if Mindy
says, Ron, I know the way I love to see your hair.
Oh, Mindy, go for it, baby.
Time to blow dry.
Oh, boy. I gotta tell you, kids. I gotta tell you. Nothing wrong with it. It's not like going to a strip club. It's not a lap dance. It's a haircut. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Just saying. The official cutting of the hair. Why not have fun? That's what I say. I just said it. That's what I say. I don't have to repeat what I said. That's what I say. The official cutting of the hair. All right. There you have that. Yeah. This is a bizarre program, isn't it? I do this every weekday. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's hard to believe. Are you married to your cell phone? I mean, not officially. I mean, not in a church or anything. But I mean, it's like your whole life is surrounds your cell phone, or should I say smartphone? It's not a cell phone anymore. It's a phone and a camera and a computer, and it does tons of other things. It helps you get where you want to go. It talks to you. It'll cut your hair. It does everything, these smartphones. And they're always kind of, it measures your blood pressure. It helps you lose weight. It helps you shop, find a restaurant. It's like, But what do you do with your old cell phone? Well, we ran into Michelle Perry, not with the car or anything, but just through a radio tour. And she's with Gazelle.com. She's going to tell us what you can do with your cell phone. All right, you know, I know what you're thinking. Consumer tech expert Michelle Perry joins us. She's with Gazelle.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you here. We learned just before we talked here that you're in Boston at this time. Is that where you're from?
Well, I've lived here for an awfully long time, so I guess you could say I'm from here. And I'm very happy about the spring weather, as I'm sure you are.
I still look out the window, and I can't believe that this is that happened. It's just like, I never thought I'd see grass again or wear a T-shirt. It's like I've been born again, and, you know, some kind of religious problem.
I know.
All right.
And everyone's in such a great mood.
Yeah, that's nice to see how long that lasts. Anyway, okay, we're talking about, cell phones, which is the center of most people's universe. Unfortunately, it's fun, but that's the truth. And I know that I've got about 5 cell phones sitting in a drawer, and I don't know why I haven't done anything about it, but I guess I should.
You absolutely should, because there is found money in those electronics. So you need to find out how much they're worth, and Gazelle makes it super easy. You just go to our site, check out, you know, see what make and model you have, mm-hmm. select the condition, and we'll give you a quote. And then if you like the quote, there's still no obligation. You have 30 days to send it in or not,
uh-huh.
and we'll send you a box, and we pay for shipping. We also take care of the data removal for you.
Wow. When you say data removal, is there that little card thing in the back when you open up the phone? Is that data removal, or that doesn't take care of the internal data?
That doesn't take care of the internal data. If the SIM card's still in there, we remove that and destroy it. But we also do a complete factory reset and remove the internal data.
On the average, just to get an idea, let's say the iPhone 4, let's say, that was fairly popular. Do I have the right terminology there, iPhone 4? I think so.
Yeah, you did. The iPhone 4, we're no longer paying for the iPhone 4, so we mostly purchase later model devices.
All right.
A 5S, I have a few sample prices here. If you have a 5S, you can get up to $205
for it.
If you have a Samsung Galaxy, I think the S4, you can get up to $200. So, you know, for the later models, there's some real money. And even if you have a cracked screen, there's value in that. We can replace the screen, and no problem at all. So don't just assume that if it's cracked that it's not worth anything.
Okay. Now, what if I don't want to pay the price of $2 million for a new cell phone? Can I purchase cell phones as well this way?
Absolutely. So Gazelle's been in the trade-in business since 2008, and we've actually paid out $225 million to consumers for their unwanted devices. But we recently launched a new store, and we're selling certified pre-owned. These are the cream of the crop devices. We put them through a 30-point inspection, and we also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. And they're either good or like new, and they're really amazing devices. I actually had 2 iPads on my desk the other day, and somebody asked me to pick which one was pre-owned and which one was new, and I honestly couldn't tell the difference.
Wow. So you do the iPads as well, besides the phones?
We do. So on the store, we sell iPhones, Samsung Galaxies, and iPads.
Wow. Wow.
And you can save up to 40%.
That's a lot of money because that's, yeah, because these are expensive things we're talking about. What about, I see ads to turn in cell phones. I even see them on, you know, posters on telephone poles. What are those things about?
Well, I think consumers really need to do their homework and make sure that you're dealing with a legitimate business, because there are unfortunately some unsavory players out there and some businesses that do a lot of baiting and switching. You know, they give you a really attractive price, but they don't intend to actually pay you that amount. So do your homework. I think two great sources of information are reseller ratings and the Better Business Bureau, in terms of finding out, making sure that the business you're working with is legitimate. And then the bottom line is, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, I found that in life with people.
Yeah. Right.
But we don't buy and sell those. Well, they do, kind of. I talk about that. Okay. What about laptops? I mean, actual computers.
We accept trade-in of MacBooks. We're not yet selling them on our certified pre-owned store, but we do accept trade-ins. So if you've got some MacBooks, you can cash those in.
Hey, you can't see me. Well, maybe you can, but I'm raising my hand. I would love a MacBook, but I cannot pay that kind of crazy money for those things. But I would love to own one, because I'm not going to do everything on it. I just need it for certain things. Boy, I would love it if you could start selling that stuff.
Stay tuned. We'll start selling. I mean, we launched the store last October.
Oh.
And we're ramping it up really quickly. We've already sold 25,000 units and about $8 million worth of inventory. And we're ramping up as quickly as we can. And MacBooks are an important future market for us.
Wow, that's incredible. You just launched, and yet you're like in the top spot of what you do.
It's really remarkable. I mean, because we've been in the business for a long time, and already the new store is representing about a quarter of our revenue.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I think as consumers become aware of the full cost of a new device, they're interested in options. And if, you know, when you can find something that is like new, it's really worth checking out. You know, electronics are a lot like cars. The minute you drive them off the lot or open that brand new Apple box or Samsung box,
really,
they lose value.
Oh, right.
And so there's a lot of merit in exploring purchasing certified pre-owned.
Yeah, I mean, the retail price on these things is at least $800 for anything that's smart in a phone, and that's like more than most computers, laptop, or tower.
Yeah, they're very expensive, and, you know, many families have to purchase several of them. Yeah. You know, I have an 11-year-old daughter, and she's certainly not getting a state-of-the-art brand-new phone. So you can go to our store and actually buy an iPhone that's in good condition for as low as $89 compared to $650 new.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? You made your point to me. So it's gazelle.com, GAZELLE.com. Go over there, explore around, get a quote, and find out what they're about. Hey, that's wonderful. So that's where we go for more information, I would assume.
That's right.
Okay. Well, continued success to you. Great speaking to you. And have a wonderful day, and say hello to all my friends in Boston who are still my friends, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ron. It was a pleasure.
Take care, Michelle. Bye-bye. I cut you off. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for spending the time with me today. I hope I've stimulated you, well, not in that way, and entertained you, well, not in that way. And I'll be back with you again tomorrow around the same time, okay? Is that cool? All right. Until then, I wish you peace. Have a great day. Seriously, I'm not kidding.